With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A lot of talk coming out of the Kremlin. Moscow warns that Washington's decision to let Ukraine strike targets inside Russia with U.S.-supplied missiles could escalate international tensions. One Kremlin spokesman says the United States is, quote, adding fuel to the fire. A conservative pro-business group says it's already working to help Republicans secure victory in the midterms in 2026.
Akash Choghali with Americans for Prosperity says the best way to prepare for 2026
is score important policy victories in 2025.
For the AFP, Choghali says that means going from knocking on doors in 2024 to climbing the steps of Capitol Hill.
We've been working closely with the Speaker's office, the Majority Leader, and others.
For the AFP and other pro-business groups, the focus right now is on extending the Trump tax cuts and reversing what they see as bad policy on energy and immigration. Bob Agner reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, AAA spokeswoman Aya Diaz says traffic patterns are much different than in years past, in part because many people work at home.
We've always been told Wednesday is the worst day to travel before Thanksgiving, and then Sunday's the busiest day to come back. But what we've noticed over the past few years is that people have changed how they travel and when they leave. And now more people are leaving on Tuesday before Thanksgiving. A lot of schools are closed on Wednesday, so families with kids are taking off on Tuesday instead of Wednesday. And then instead of coming back on Sunday, they're coming back on Monday.
New York City has issued its first drought warning in 22 years and paused major repairs to its main water aqueduct out of concern for the lack of rainfall. Mayor Eric Adams says the city would raise the citywide drought watch to a drought warning and pause the $2 billion Delaware Aqueduct project. This is SRN News. Well, a lot of Americans these days getting their news from social media influencers.
According to a new poll from the Pew Research Center, about 20% of adults turn to such people for news content, and 40% of those under the age of 30 do so. And what the Pew study reveals is that on the major platforms, X, TikTok, Instagram, and the like, the biggest single group of influencers are those promoting the LGBT agenda. Pro-Palestinian influencers come in second. By contrast, there are very few pro-life advocates on the platforms. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal appeals court ruling that an Indiana law that bans sex change operations on children may remain in effect, finding the law's restrictions do not infringe on the constitutional rights of transgender kids, their parents, or medical providers. This is SRN News. Legal wrangling continuing as a podcaster faces charges over allegedly duping donors. That in connection with the border. Correspondent Jennifer King has the story.
War Room podcaster Steve Bannon has a hearing in a Manhattan court today. Acting Justice April Neubauer is considering whether prosecutors can present new evidence related to his border wall fundraising fraud case. Bannon's defense wants the state trial pushed back from December 9th. The former Trump White House advisor pled not guilty to criminal charges of fraud, money laundering, and conspiracy. Prosecutors allege he told charity donors that every dollar would go to build a U.S.-Mexico border wall. But instead, prosecutors say Bannon used some of the money to pay his credit card bills and facilitated payments of at least $140,000 to the nonprofit's president. His defense attorney argues Bannon was simply reimbursed for expenses. I'm Jennifer King.
And more details at srnnews.com.